Good morning. In just a few weeks, we will hold a NATO summit in Warsaw. And our countries face unprecedented security challenges from the east and from the south. So at this landmark summit, we will take decisions to strengthen our deterrence and our defense across the alliance against threats from any direction. And we will also step up our efforts to project stability beyond our borders. Over the next 2 days, we will pave the way for summit decisions. We will agree on the deployment by rotation of 4 robust multinational battalions to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. We will also take decisions on a tailored presence for the southeast region, with a land element built around a multinational framework brigade in Romania. We will also adapt a framework for NATO's further adaptation to the challenges from the south. We will look at ways to further improve the freedom of movement for NATO forces across Europe. We will strengthen our cyber defenses, and we will review progress on ensuring the necessary resources for our defense. For the first time in many years, in 2015, we registered a small increase in defense spending amongst European allies and Canada. And our estimates for 2016 indicate a further increase of 1.5% in real terms this year. This is progress, but I will call on allies to keep the momentum and to do more, because we need to match our defense spending with the security challenges we face. Tonight we will meet with the EU High Representative Federica Mogherini, as well as our partners from Finland and Sweden, to discuss how we can make our cooperation even stronger. For instance, to boost maritime security and to fight hybrid threats. Tomorrow, we will look at the broader arc of instability beyond our borders and consider what more NATO can do to project stability. For instance, in Iraq, in providing further direct support to the global coalition fighting ISIL, and in the central Mediterranean. We will also meet in the NATO-Ukraine Commission. We will assess the latest security developments, Ukraine's progress on the path of reforms, and stepping up our support. So we have a very full agenda at this ministerial, and I'm confident that the decisions we take will pave the way for a successful summit. And with that, I'm ready to take your questions.
Okay, we'll start with Reuters over here.
Robin Emmett, Reuters Secretary General. What additional measures is the alliance willing to take to dissuade, discourage Russia in the Black Sea area of Romania and Bulgaria? Thank you.
We are looking into how we can increase our presence in the Black Sea region. We have already increased our presence with more air policing, with assurance measures, with more naval presence and more exercises. But we are also looking into what more we can do. And we are discussing and addressing an offer from Romania that they can provide the framework, the headquarters for a brigade, which can then organize and facilitate NATO activities in the region related to exercises and also assurance measures. So this is on the agenda. This is something we are addressing, but the details has to be decided later.
ANSA, Italian News Agency.
Tak vosist, Sekjen. Last week, Italy announced that it will deploy missiles in Turkey in the framework of reassurance measures decided for the Syrian crisis. And Italy is, by the way, also one among the less spending countries for defense in NATO. During your recent visit in Rome to Premier Renzi, did you get reassurances that Italy will take a different trend in defense spending?
First of all, I welcome that Italy is going to deploy SAMP-T missile defense system to Turkey. They have started to do so, and I welcome that because this is yet another example of how we show solidarity inside NATO with all allies. And NATO has decided to have assurance measures. We have already deployed different assurance measures to Turkey because they are bordering all the instability, all the violence to our south, Iraq and Syria. And therefore we have different kinds of assurance measures in Turkey. AWACS surveillance planes, we have Spanish Patriot batteries, we have more naval presence in the eastern Mediterranean, and the Italian deployment of SAMP-T will add and augment these efforts, and this is something I welcome very much, and it shows the NATO solidarity. Defense spending was an issue I discussed with Prime Minister Renzi when I met him in Rome recently. I expect, of course, all allies to make good on the pledge we all made together 2 years ago to stop cuts in defense spending, then gradually increase, and then move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense. Italy is a staunch and committed NATO ally. They contribute to many operations and missions, but of course it is important that also Italy delivers on defense spending, as it is important that all allies deliver on defense spending.
Gentlemen over there.
Secretary General, do you see a necessity of cooperation, NATO cooperation, with EU Mission Sophia in Mediterranean Sea, and what would be the distinctive role of this mission, of NATO mission? Thank you.
We need to enhance the cooperation between the European Union and NATO, and we are actually doing that now. We have stepped up our efforts to enhance our cooperation. Just over the last months, we have been able to agree on an arrangement between the European Union and NATO on cyber. And we have also been able to agree on all the operational issues related to our cooperation in the Aegean Sea, where NATO vessels, ships, work together with Frontex and the Greek Coast Guard. So actually, over the last few months, we have been able to agree more formal arrangements with the European Union than in the previous 13 years. So we are making progress, and I would like to see also more progress in the Mediterranean. And that's exactly why we have asked our military planners to come up with a recommendation, with an assessment of what more we can do. Building on the experience from the Aegean Sea, and then possibly move into the Central Mediterranean. And NATO has... we have assets, we have ships, we have capabilities, we have intelligence, we have surveillance capabilities, which can be useful in support of the EU mission SOFIA. Exactly how we are going to cooperate and exactly what we are going to do are among the issues we will discuss tonight with High Representative Mogherini and the defense ministers of NATO.
Lady over here.
BBC, Sunita Nahar. Secretary General, what message are you going to give Russia as you go into this important summit?
Our message is that NATO will continue to protect and defend all allies against any threats coming from any direction. And that's the reason why we have implemented the biggest reinforcements of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. And at this meeting and at the summit, we will take new decisions, particularly related to forward presence of our forces in the eastern part of the alliance with battalions in the Baltic Sea, in the Baltic countries and in Poland, and also with tailored presence in the southeast of Europe. At the same time, we convey a very strong message about that we don't see confrontation with Russia. We don't want a new Cold War, and we will continue to strive for a more constructive and cooperative relationship with Russia. And especially when tensions are high as now, I think it's important that we continue to keep channels for political dialogue open, but also military-to-military contacts, because we have to avoid accidents, like, for instance, the downing of the Russian plane over Turkey. So we will continue to keep channels for political dialogue open to try to manage our relationship with Russia in the best possible way.
One last question, gentleman in the center.
My name is Vladimir Vashenko, Russian opposition newspaper, Gazeta.ru. Mr. Stoltenberg, have NATO as an organization any plans to place some extra nuclear weapons or maybe ballistic missiles in European countries, maybe in Eastern Europe? Thank you.
We are going to have a meeting in the NATO nuclear planning group today. And we will assess and make sure that we will continue to have a credible, safe and secure nuclear deterrent. And we will also welcome updates from both the UK and the US on their contributions to the nuclear part of NATO's nuclear deterrent. But I will not go into any specifics. We will continue to have a credible and safe and secure nuclear deterrent as part of NATO's defense posture.
Thank you very much. There will be further opportunities throughout the day. We'll see you then. Thank you.